A string of brutal murders of young women in Juarez across the border from El Paso, Texas, is gaining increasing attention within Mexico and internationally. Over the past 10 years, from 90 to 140 women have been the victims of sexual homicides, their bodies dumped in ditches or vacant lots. Despite some arrests and the clamor for the government to catch the killers, few believe the culprits have been found. And as NPR's John Burnett reports, a controversial new book will implicate high-level police and prominent citizens in the crimes.
Last week, Mexican President Vicente Fox met for the first time with a group of mothers of slain teenaged girls. Later, he issued this pre-recorded statement.
Yesterday, I took the opportunity to meet with the mothers of some of the victims, to whom I expressed the sadness that these senseless deaths had caused to all Mexicans. But beyond how the deaths have affected me personally, the most important thing is the commitment my government has taken to look for the truth and punish the culprits.
In recent years, Mexico has named special investigators, special prosecutors, and a new special commissioner who reports to the president. It has sent hundreds of new police officers into the streets and required others to take a special FBI crash course on crime scene investigations. Prosecutors point to an Egyptian chemist as the mastermind behind the murders. Though his conviction was overturned, he and a dozen gang members and bus drivers charged as his accomplices remain in jail. Two of the bus drivers say they were tortured into confessing. Yet, because fewer women's bodies have turned up in the desert over the past year, local authorities claim they've largely solved the crimes. In a Juarez hotel meeting room, Benita Monares listened impassively to the president's videotaped message. 2 years ago, the body of her daughter, 17-year-old Laura Berenice, was found in a cotton field in Juarez, along with the corpses of seven other young women. They had all been raped and strangled.
I don't care if they have 13 or 14 locked up. They can lock up thousands, but those suspects were framed. The real culprits are still walking free because girls keep getting killed and disappeared.
Criticism of the state and federal government's handling of the investigation grows more outraged and widespread all the time. Representative Hilda Solis, a Democrat from California, has introduced a bill, the first in the U.S. Congress, that calls on the State Department to put the murders at the top of its bilateral agenda with Mexico and to do more to assist in the investigations. Two lengthy reports by Mexico's National Human Rights Commission and by Amnesty International have criticized Mexican homicide investigators for doing grossly inadequate forensic work, faking evidence, and mistreating victims' families seeking justice. For instance, local officials buried some victims before trying to identify them. Manuel Esparza, with the Special Unit for Homicides Against Women, acknowledges that early investigators botched the job.
We're talking about investigators that went through a three-month academy, that had no prior knowledge of sexual homicide, that had no prior knowledge of evidence collection.
Civic activists are deeply skeptical about the government's promise that it's now serious about nabbing the perpetrators. Protesters try to keep the crimes in the public eye with marches like this one last week along López Mateo Avenue. Not one more is their rallying cry. The women, ranging from giggling teenagers to ladies in wheelchairs, each carry a pink cardboard silhouette with the cross painted on the head. Among them, longtime women's rights advocate Esther Chavez-Cano.
If it wasn't for international pressure, our voices would be silenced. If it wasn't for international pressure, the deaths of the women would be filed away.
But has international pressure caused any significant new arrests? Diana Washington Valdez says no, and she thinks she knows why. The investigative reporter for the El Paso Times has covered the so-called femicides for 3 years. She's written a forthcoming book about her reporting titled Harvest of Women, an excerpt of which recently ran in the Mexico City daily La Jornada. Who do you think is killing the women of Juarez?
We have several prominent men in Mexico who have been identified by several investigations. And their involvement has been corroborated by people in the community.
She talks as she drives through the streets of this Americanized desert metropolis, dotted with Wendy's and Blockbusters.
The best information we have is that these men are committing the crimes simply for the sport of it. We know of people who've told stories about escaping from certain parties, orgies, which some of these people were present. They were recognizable people from the Juarez society, from the Mexican society, you might say.
According to this theory, which she was the first to write about, some of the victims were not kidnapped off the streets. They were carefully selected for their appearance, young, slender, dark complexion, then invited to a restaurant or bar, and ultimately brought to free-for-all parties, which ended in violent death and mutilation. In her reports, she names the young scions, variously referred to as Los Juniors and Los Intocables, the Untouchables, who she claims have ties to the Juarez drug cartel. She says low-level operatives, including police officers, procured some of the girls and helped dispose of the bodies. She claims that certain Mexican investigators had promising leads on Los Juniors, which they wanted to pursue, but they were blocked by authorities in the state attorney general's office.
The authorities know who the killers are, and nothing's being done about it. We have two issues here. We have people who are getting away with murder, and we have authorities who have become complices, and so this has become now crimes of the state.
The allegations have been explosive in this industrial city of more than a million people, akin to naming Rockefellers or DuPonts as serial killers in the U.S. If you want more specifics, Washington Valdez says, you'll have to wait for the book, due out next spring. The theory of Los Juniors might be dismissed as lurid speculation were it not for Diana Washington Valdez's credentials. She's a respected journalist, considered an authority on the murders, sought out to brief visiting international delegations. One well-connected Juarez newspaper editor who asked not to be named confirms all aspects of the Los Juniors scenario and says he, too, thinks it's credible. The story has circulated through the local media for a couple years, but he says no one had the nerve to publish it in Mexico, much less in Juarez. Manuel Esparza of the State Attorney General's Special Women's Homicides Unit bristles at the suggestion that his prosecutors would cover anything up.
Every single year they try to pin those murders on these families. Every single year they try to get us to investigate a specific person that has some businesses in the downtown area. And believe me, we have. We've done it. The federal government has done it. And there's no links between those people and the murders. And if there were, believe me, we wouldn't stop at prosecuting anyone.
The FBI office in El Paso closely monitors the Juarez murders of women. Agent Art Werge agrees that the Los Juniors scenario is plausible because agents are well aware that prominent citizens of Juarez have engaged in drug trafficking and bought protection.
But the more important thing is I don't think we've seen any single piece of evidence that supports that theory. It is pure, raw intelligence that would not stand for any of the rules of evidence.
Of all the freakish explanations for the murders, satanic cults, organ trafficking, cabals of sadistic narcos, many mothers of victims subscribe to Los Juniors, not because of the existence of irrefutable proof, but because, in the logic of Mexico's sharply stratified society, they reason, who else would the police allow to get away with 100 murders over 10 years? John Burnett, NPR News.